cliffcentral.com. So I was watching Sex and the City last night again.
Oh, there we go.
Such a good episode.
Bring it. This is like right from the beginning, right?
Such a good episode.
Yeah.
It was called Secret Sex.
Oh.
It was about the sex that you were having, but you're not open to sharing in public because you're kind of ashamed of it.
Oh, yes. We've all had that.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Carrie, who's the main character, of course, as you know.
Yeah.
So she's on a date. First date with Mr. Big, as you know.
Mr. Big!
And she sees this guy that she knows really well, and he's with this kind of average-looking woman. Now, they're at a particular Chinese restaurant that's not very busy, and it's full of people on these dates with these secret sex partners.
Mm.
So she went to go say hi, and he's all offish about it, and he's like, can't talk, because now he seems like embarrassed. And then he says to her, so she says to him, like, what's that about? She's like, well, this is this girl that I'm seeing, but she's not beautiful. But the sex is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, well, what's like, maybe she's the right girl. It's like, yeah, but she's not very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she shares a lot of interest with him. They have a great time together, but she's not good looking. So he'll only take her out to certain places where he knows he will not be seen. And you think, oh, what a dick. But you think, wait, hang on a second. Everyone says sex with someone they're not going to really kind of share, tell people about.
This is true.
The secret sex, right?
Yeah.
What's even worse is the repeat offenders because it's so good. But then, like, you're like, if anyone ever finds out. So I wouldn't even go as far as taking them out for dates. Like, no, that's a no-go.
Got to keep them hidden. Yeah.
But the other side of the story, what if you then realize you are the secret sex person, right?
You have definitely been someone's secret sex person.
Yeah. And then you think, well, that's weird. Like, I never see her friends. Never see her in public.
Uh-huh.
She only ever calls me at this time.
Uh-huh. And it's all, you're called over or you call them at night or when, like, you know people aren't around and you've cleared at least, like, an hour before and an hour afterwards to make sure, like, a friend doesn't pop by randomly.
And the agreement is nobody can know that you and I are doing this.
Yes.
That is when you are being secret sexed.
Have you ever had that conversation to probably say, like, okay, you can't tell anyone about this? Or do you just, but like, leave the clues there?
No. I mean, with me, there's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, if anyone's secret sexing here, it's you, Mabali.
I am definitely secret sexing. But we are both aware that we are secret sexing each other.
See, that's mature.
It's an understanding and an agreement.
Uh-huh.
See, but that's good because, again, people keep thinking maybe this is a negative, right, the whole secret sexing, because people take things so personally, you know. You want to be everything in life. You want to be someone special. But what if you actually just want to be someone's secret sexer?
Mm.
Maybe there's a better noun for that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Essentially, isn't it the friends with benefits thing?
But friends with benefits you still tell people about because you're still technically,
but it's almost like I hate to be like blunt about this, but it's like you're stooping low just for the sex.
Exactly.
So like it may be someone who, if in your circle, you know, you are young, affluent, successful career woman, and here you are just like boning the dude next door who lives on his mother's couch without a job.
Yeah, you would secret sex the fuck out of him, exactly.
But it's just great time. But you can't exactly now be telling your girlfriends, by the way, I had a great business meeting and I'm burning a bum.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't be seen with this person in public.
No, you can't. That's the thing.
Or if it's like a much younger man. Or maybe it's like a much older man.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a thing, right?
I'm secret sex with an older guy.
Like, Sia could be secret sexing like a grandpa somewhere. What a thought on a Friday, huh?
That was great.
You know, and he's so old, he has to take his teeth out and stuff. And he's like, well, I'm not telling my friends about this, but I'm not giving it up either.
Okay, it wasn't that extreme with the dentures. But you know, someone older, they know their way around town. So you're like, yes, this is great.
Because
but if you tell that story, people would judge you.
Because we all have this image that we want people to think about us, right? We all want, so if we go out, so when someone goes, oh, so what do you think of Sia? You want them to say a certain thing.
Mm.
You don't want them to say, well, he likes a bit of old ass from time to time. See, because that's not what you want. So you will do that in your own private time if that is something that you want to indulge in.
Yes, yes. You see, I think the secret sex conversation would be awkward to have. So that's why I think in your case, Mabale, that there's like an unspoken understanding is good.
Yeah.
Because then what if one of them, which leads into the whole friends with benefit thing, when someone catches feelings, then like, no, we can't be in a relationship because, well.
But hey, I'd also, like, sex is sex sometimes, huh? Down times, winter. So don't take it too personally if someone is secret sexing you.
I'm down to secret sex.
It shows that they've got ambition and it shows they know what they want in life. CliffCentral.com.